The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." Everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Diyos marahin na agas yung Duga Boss. Good morning po. Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat kahit medyo umuulan sa labas. At happy Independence Day po sa atin, no? Sa ating mga Pilipino dito sa Pilipinas at again din sa mga nasa ibang bansa. No? Alam niyo po, ang ating ebanghelyo sa umagang ito ay napaka-realistic and napapanahon, sabi nga. Why? Because of the social media, TV, radio, no? And the gospel today talks in its entirety, no? In a wool, as we say, about the sins of impurity. No? Because lust, adultery, no? Is part, no? Of the sins against purity. No? At alam nyo, no? Saan ka man tumingin, wherever you watch or hear, no? TV, film, radio, no? You will see many, many promotion of impurity. No? Sa pananamit na lang, sa mga pinapakita ng ating mga artista sa Hollywood o mismo minsan din dito rin sa ating bansa. No? And this is really some great concern, no? Especially for our country. No? Because alalahanin natin ang sinabi ng ating bayaning si Jose Rizal. Ang kabataan ang pag-asa ng bayan. And impurity, sad to say, especially in our society, attacks more and more the youth, mga kabataan. And if we do not do something as a church, as a community, as a family, no, time will come. No, it will destroy our nation. No. We celebrate Independence Day to be free. No. Why we celebrate independence or freedom of our nation? No? Siguro nga, sabi ng iba, ako ay Pilipino, ang dugo'y maharlika. Diba? Of course. No? But that celebration of independence, no, reflects our own independence to sin, to freedom, kalayaan. No? Kalayaan saan? Kalayaan din sa kasalan, sa kasalanan. Lalong-lalo na sa kasalanan ng kalaswaan. No? Kasi alam nyo, kapag ang isang tao ay nabubuhay, no, sa sin of impurity, he or she is not free. No? Siguro nga, no, sa isip-isip niya, okay naman, eh, no? Masaya naman ako, masaya din siya. No? But deep inside, no, you are slave to the flesh. No? And alam nyo, sabi ni St. Thomas Aquinas, no, sin of impurity destroy reason. And that is why, no, I agree with my professor in theology when I was in Italy, and even those good theologians, Catholic theologians, I agree, no, that every heresy, lahat ng heresia, starts with impurity, sins of impurity, kalaswaan. Gusto nyo ng example? I will give you one, or two, or three. Marami. First, is Martin Luther. Who is Martin Luther? Martin Luther is the one who started the Protestant Revolution, or the born again. No? Bakit nagawa ni Martin Luther ang heresy? Not only by the 95 Theses, but because he married, not in the church, of course, no? He married a religious nun, isang madre, no? Para mapakasalan niya, maasawa niya yung isang madre. No? Kaya nga ang asawa ni Martin Luther, pareha silang dalawa, ay ano, madre at siya naman, pare. No? Again, King Henry VIII, who started the Anglican, no, Anglicanism, bakit siya humiwalay sa simbahan? Dahil gusto niyang i-divorce ng Pope, no, yung kanyang relasyon dun sa kanyang unang asawa. At dahil hindi siya pinayagan, yun, nag-revolt siya. Dalawa lang yan. Sino pa? Si Aglipay, si Cardinal Milingo. No? Bakit sila gumawa ng mga sekta? Dahil gusto nilang, no, gusto nang magawa yung kanilang bagay, yung kanilang kalasuan. No? And see, impurity, no, attacks the faith. No? Attacks reason. No? Kaya kapag meron ka ng sense of impurity, yung iyong mga decision, yung iyong mga pinaggagawa, wala na sa lugar, wala nang connection, no? Wala nang mga kabuluhan. No? And you can see that, no, in a person, no? Kapag ang isang tao, no, kala mo mabait o ano, no? Kapag merong kasalan ng impurity, you will see his uneasiness. Yung bang parang hindi siya mapakali. No? Lalong-lalo na kapag nasa harap siya ng Blessed Sacrament. Why? No? Kaya nga alam nyo, isa sa mga napakagandang devotion, no? Malapit na, we will celebrate this Sunday, is yung Corpus Christi, yung adoration. Why? Because adoration destroys the sins of impurity. Yung si Lord na nasa tabernacle, the more you remain with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in adoration, the more He will give you the grace of purity. Kaya nga, no? Kung gusto natin, kaya nga, na natutuwa ako, no? Sad to say, this COVID-19, walang masyado, no? Pero sana ibalik natin yung adoration of the Blessed Sacrament or benediction, Eucharistic benediction, every day meron kami dito, no? Alas tres, no? Kasi pag may benediction, Eucharistic adoration, no? Youth, mga kabataan, no? They will learn and God will show them, God then the grace of purity. No? Gusto nyo ng ano? Challenge. Bibigyan ko kayo ng challenge, no? Lalong-lalo ni mga magulang na nakikinig sa atin sa radio, no? If you want your children to have the virtue of purity, no? To appreciate purity, no? You encourage them to remain in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the tabernacle, even for 1 hour. Kahit 1 hour lang, o kaya 30 minutes, in front, no? To pray heart to heart, no? Kahit ano lang, no? Kahit simple prayer. And I will see. I will tell you, after weeks or months, our Blessed Mother and our Lord will help that young man or young girl to be pure. And even, if God's will, to receive the vocation to the priesthood or religious life. Kasi yun ang kulang sa atin. No? That is why, no? Kalamihan sa mga kabataan ngayon, no? Nakakalungkot, no? Lalo na sa Pilipinas, no? Ano? Ang bata-bata pa lang, minsan, kalalabas ko, pag lumabas lang ako dyan, ang bata-bata pa lang, ano na, sabi ko, bados na. Buntis na. No? Hindi nakatapos ng elementary, hindi nakatapos ng high school, kasi ano? Kasi ang agang mag-asawa. Tapos, kakatok sa kumbento, Maya, hanging bigas. Maya, hanging gamot, pambili ng gatas. No? Samantalang pinag-aaral ng nanay at tatay, anong ginawa? Nag-boyfriend, nagpa-anak. No? That is the sad future of many of the youth today. No? Why? Because there is no virtue of purity. Kaya nga sabi dito, no? If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, tear it out, throw it away. Masakit talaga. Kapag gusto nating labanan at tukso, no? Alam nyo, may isang part doon sa kanta ni Imelda Papi na sabi nga, kairami ng winasak na tahanan. Di ba? Kairami ng, no? At ang mali lang doon sa kanta is yung sinabi niya, tukso, layuan mo ako. No. Yung tukso, hindi lalayo sa atin. Lalong-lalo na sa kasalan ng kalaswaan, sins of impurity, we should be the one who will avoid the temptation. Kapag alam mo na yung babaeng yan, yung cellphone na yan, yung chat na yan, no? Makapagdadag tayo sa kasalan, iwasan mo. No? You have to avoid that occasion of sin. Hindi yung alam mo na, o kahit chismis lang, sige ka pa rin. Sige ka pa rin sa pagpunta doon, sige ka pa rin sa pagtiyana noon. And also, no, pakiusap ko sa mga magulang na nakikinig sa atin, no, please, 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 check kung may cellphone ng iyong mga aki, lalo na yung mga kabataan, check their cellphone. Sino ba yung mga kachat nila? And yun nga, no, itry ninyong ilagay, no, kung merong filter, no, to use filter sa mga cellphone, no. Kasi alam nyo, no, yung especially pornographic ngayon, yung mga pornography ngayon, napakadali na sa cellphone, no. One time when I was in Italy, no, they were able to, thanks be to God, they were able to detect an application, no, an app that can hide pornographic videos from parents. No? Pwedeng itago yung video na yon sa mga magulang sa pamagitan ng application na yon. No? Buti na lang na-discover. No? Kaya ngayon, thanks be to God, wala na. No? But see how vulnerable we are, especially in our country, the Philippines. Kaya nga, mga brothers and sisters, huwag nating sayangin itong Independence Day. We must celebrate it, including our spiritual and moral life. No? Yung ating kalayaan ng ating bansa at yung ating kalayaan din personal sa mga lalong-lalo na sa kasalanan ng impurity. And remember, our country, sabi nga, Pueblo Amante de Maria. Our country is Pueblo Amante de Maria, a nation who loves Mary. Let us ask our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, no, to help us, to teach us to love purity. And again, no, I renew my request, especially sa mga magulang, no, to encourage yourself and your children to have a moment of adoration. Okay, 30 minutes lang, no, 30 minutes. At kung gusto nyo, no, we have here, sinabi ko nga, alas 3 ng hapon, we have Eucharistic benediction, no, to participate in Eucharistic benediction, in adoration, so that we ourselves and even our children be able to appreciate the value, the importance of the virtue of purity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.